Oh, wait a minute, Mark. It's 3:34, and I'll call this meeting to order. This is the meeting of the, it's a special meeting of the Housing Authority, City of Derby, for the month of August. Call to order at 3:34, and everyone rise for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America.
And to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice
for all.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to call the roll. Loretta Sexton?
Here.
Robert Lisi?
Here.
Danny Soto is excused. Linda Fusco, I'm here. We have a quorum. There are no minutes for approval for the last meeting, so I'm going to ask for a motion to pass on this until we get them.
I'll make a motion
that we move the minutes
to the next meeting.
I second.
Thank you, Loretta. All right. So under public portion, is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Joyce Palmer, we talked earlier. You said you might be coming. Are you here? Ms. Palmer, are you here? Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak?
Joyce, be here. She's on mute. This is Andrea, Senator of the EAC Properties. I don't know if the host can see that. Her name's on the screen.
Joyce is
on mute.
Joyce, you're on mute. Can you unmute yourself? Oh, and Maria is trying to log in and she's not able to do it. Hang on, I'm going to just text her back. Okay. Maybe Joyce can work on getting unmuted.
Joyce, if you could hear us, it's *6 to unmute. *6 to unmute.
Maria Stout from Imagineers is just texting me back.
So what does that mean?
I'm sorry?
Hello?
Hi, is that you, Joyce?
Yes, it is.
Okay, you're unmuted. So we're still in public portion. We're waiting for Maria Stapp from Imagineers to be able to log in. Would you like to talk in public portion?
Yeah, you tell me when.
Go ahead. You've got the floor.
I just wondered if you still have the same, the smoking policy. Any changes or if it's the same?
There have been no changes.
Okay, because I still smell cigarette smoke next door and it's been like a scorched smell all week at night. And, I just wanted to know, what can be done.
Well, I know that it's been an ongoing problem and we've been trying to work with the attorney. So, Colin, do we have an update?
There's no update on that. I mean, we have been putting the signs up, but they're not following that. So we do have to follow up and let the attorneys know that they're not following the agreement that was put in for them to follow the rules that are listed in their lease. So I can write that down, and because I do have to speak with the lawyer about another case as well. So I will follow up with the smoking policy in that unit as well.
And then we can get back to you. But if you have more issues, then send something to call it in writing.
Yes, please. So I have a paper trail and I can go forward from there.
I will give you an update. I will write. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else, Joyce?
Yeah, I just wondered, you know, it's ongoing, but you know, I pay rent every month and I pay it on time, and you know, it's three people that live next door. You know, the family's been there, what, you know, 3 months, and it's the same old thing. And there's a lot of cans they store in the back, and they finally took them out 2.5 weeks ago and they started all over again. Well, it makes your place look like a dump, you know? So I don't know. What else can you say?
Yeah, absolutely. And you should be comfortable living in your space as well. So definitely we'll get that addressed. We want everybody to be comfortable.
Okay. I also wanted to ask how you made up with the last time about HUD. Any news on HUD?
In regards to what?
Well, when I was at Maria Stout was on last time, something about they said wait 30 to 60 days, what to take you HUD people on. I was just interested in, you know, what was going on with HUD.
That's the FSS program. I'm trying to help Maria get on now so we can talk about that. It's on the agenda. She's having problems logging in.
Okay.
Linda, do you want me to email her the link? I have her email address.
I mean, I sent her the numbers again, but if you have a link that she can click, that would be even better.
Awesome. I'll do that right now.
Okay.
All right, I emailed her. Hopefully that works for her.
I hope so. It looks like she used the code that I used. All right, she said it's giving me the same message. I'll wait for the link. She's apologizing for the inconvenience. She's in upstate New York.
Oh.
Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Last time, is there anyone else from the public who wishes to speak? Hearing none, we'll close public portion and go to old business. We'll skip A, which is Maria's issue, and we can go on to B, which is college. There's an issue with the beams at Lakeview. This is not something new. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. I was going on a walkthrough of the properties with one of our insurance agencies, the High Group, and one of the issues they want us to address are the structural repairs at the Lakeview Apartments. The exposed beams since they're exposed, they're subject to the elements, so that there's rust and rot happening, rust and deterioration. And they just want us to come up with a plan and submit that by October. They don't, the work doesn't have to be completed by them, but they want the plan in place by October.
Okay, so I suggested to Khalid that he talk to Joe Bolero. He's our housing, he's our building inspector.
Mm-hmm.
So that maybe he could give us some advice. He could give us the names of some people that we could use to do the repairs. So, Khalid, you made an appointment with him?
Yeah, I will. Yes, I'm reaching out to him, and we will go inspect hopefully next week to just like get a scope of work that needs to be done so we can submit that to the high group.
Okay. Any questions for Khalid? Okay.
Hello?
So Maria's in the waiting room. Maria?
Hi. I got in.
Hi.
Hi, Maria.
Hi. Sorry, guys.
No problem.
Maria's at a very fun work event, and she took the time out to participate. So, Maria, thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'm just sorry for all the background. I tried to go into a quiet area, and I don't think it exists
No
yet.
Worries. No worries. We'll okay. try to get you through so you can go and have some fun. The monthly update from Imagineers. Is there anything that we should be talking about aside from the FSS? I've got that on next.
Yeah, the FSS, we continue to make strides for the funding shortfall. The shortfall team from HUD still has not re-engaged with us, giving us the opportunity to, get that deficit down to a smaller amount. And I think we're accomplishing that. We actually had a few cases that got absorbed through other housing authorities. So that's going to be impactful.
I thought I had seen some extra money was coming our way. Did you not get that?
I would have to talk to Evelyn and just you forward that information to us. I can't remember.
I did not. I did not. Oh, I thought that you probably got it first.
No, but if you, no, it always comes to
I will
to
make
the,
sure.
Yeah, so once you're able to, then, if you could forward that, then we'll take a look at what those numbers are and plug them into our financial cheat sheet that we use there, and then see what the HUD two-year tool states as well. So tomorrow when I get back into the office, I'll let Evelyn know that there's something that's coming.
Okay, good.
And other than that, there's nothing else, to report.
Okay.
Okay.
So we can then go down to discussion of possible action on the FSS program.
Yeah.
So we have good news. I feel really good about that. Maria, let them know if you don't mind.
Okay. Yeah. So there's eight program participants, and I'm hoping that I'm hearing you correctly. There are eight program participants that are part of the FSS program. So we're working to get the escrow amounts all reconciled. And so we're looking for the bank statements, and then we're able to capture all of that information and get the paperwork ready to go so that DOH, the Department of Housing, through John D'Amelio and Associates, have agreed to absorb those participants onto their program. They have an FSS program as well. And they're willing to take them onto their program. The participants wouldn't have to move out of Derby, and they would also be administering the escrow account. So all that is good, but we have to line up everything and get that paperwork ready. But we would need to have a conversation with HUD and with the HUD FSS team just to see what that process looks like, on that and for that grant.
Okay.
So we would need to schedule an appointment with Dwan and just kind of like prefix it, send an email saying, mm-hmm. you know, the board has agreed to not, you know, continue with the FSS grants, you know, we want to have a meeting to, you know, talk about what the processes are for HUDs. And we could mention that, you know, we've already reached out to another housing authority and this is what they're willing to do. So it kind of like prefixes everything and it makes it seamless. And we want to be able to do that in this month.
Correct. So what's the best way to set up? I'm sure Carla needs to be on the meeting. You need to be on the meeting, Dwan, and I. What's the best way to put that together?
So when I get back to the office tomorrow, then I will draft an email. And I don't know if you want to send it or you, Caleb, and Khaled, rather, or I could send it. So I'll draft it, you'll approve it, and then we'll send it out to Dwan and wait for her to respond to us to say, okay, this is, you know, this is what we're scheduling. Okay?
Perfect.
So I'll do that tomorrow.
Thank you. You all understand, this is from the conversation we had last month. There's actually, I think we were talking about 6 last month. There's actually 8 participants. They can continue to be serviced. They're not going to be done in any way or penalized in any way.
Yeah.
HUD has an FSS program. We'll take those 6 Derby families and or 8 Derby families, move them into that program under John D'Amelia. And what we have to do in order to make this successful is A, get permission from HUD to do that, and B, to reconcile their escrow accounts and send that money over to the other department when we get the permission to do this. Paula, you're probably going to need, we need to figure out what account that is. There should be a separate account for escrow.
Yeah, there is. I have all these statements except for some reason the February one I haven't been able to locate yet, but I have them from January to now. I just have to get my hands on February as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And then that's just, you know, that's to prepare so that, you know, it's seamless for that other housing authority that's taking them on, you know, so they'll have that, you know, squared away. But that'll be good. And that'll be good to report to HUD too. You know, we've got everything lined up and, you know, ready to go.
Perfect.
And then we can talk to Dwan about how to have them withdraw the money that we're not drawing down for that program, since we've agreed last month that we weren't going to run our own program.
Correct.
Does anyone have any questions for Maria?
I'm sorry. Can you hear that? Can you hear that noise?
Yeah.
It's okay. Go back and have fun. I think we're good.
Yeah,
okay.
But I'll be talking to you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria.
Thanks, Maria. Thanks, Maria.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Travel home. Bye-bye. All right, so we'll move on to number 7, which is new business discussion and possible action of salary increase for Diana Prieto. So Diana should have had a raise in April. She's been asking for it. We weren't sure that we had the money. I talked to Don Montaneri, our fee accountant. He said we could give her $1.50 raise, and that would be fine going forward. Her intent is to possibly retire in December, although we talked to her today about maybe thinking about part-time, staying with us part-time. So I'm asking for approval for the raise and asking too for discussion about should it go back to April when it was due, or do we pick it up from the date of the meeting or pick it up August 1st?
No, I Linda, first of all, I think we should go back to April. She's a very valuable member for the agency and for college. So the other thing is, we know what percentages did $1.50, Linda? Did she tell you?
She did not.
Okay. Well, I think we should go back to April, and if, as long as you know we can afford a dollar and a half, we should certainly retro that back till then.
I agree.
Okay. So you're making that as a motion, Bob?
I'll make that as a motion. Yes.
Okay. And Loretta,
you second? Second.
The
yes,
motion?
I do.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion carries. So she gets the dollar and a half raise, and we'll take it back to April, and we'll let her and John. Kala, do you want to give her the happy news tomorrow or this afternoon?
I sure will.
Okay. And then we'll have to call Dawn and just let her know that money is going to change. Which brings us to our next discussion item under new business, discussion and possible action regarding hiring a new fee accountant. I know that there were some issues at the last meeting about ability to answer questions. So we talked about maybe looking at someone else. Pat Buell, who's been doing our audits annually, recommended Ms. Ferris. I had a conversation with Ms. Ferris a while ago. She manages Seymour. She manages Monroe. Did you all have a chance to talk with her? I sent her number around to all of you if you had questions to speak with her about her experience.
No, I didn't.
I got the email, and I will be reaching out to her as well because, if I could get more assistance on the accounting front, I would appreciate it. So I will be reaching out, and it seems like it might be a good option here.
Okay. Bob, did you have a chance to reach out?
No, I didn't, but it's absolutely, a great option. There were two very glaring issues. Just last week we signed the pilot check, Linda, both of us, I think it was last week. Mm-hmm. And then, what happened with the budget back in March, I believe, it's just too glaring. And the last meeting really, I do have the proposal right in front of me and the recommendation. So I think it's, she's coming highly recommended. Unless Khaled has some issues after he speaks with her, I'm fine with it.
All right. Do you want to carry this over, so if anybody wants to speak with her, they have a little bit more time, and then we can put this back on the agenda under old business.
Yeah, because I think I definitely think college, you need to be very comfortable with dealing with her.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I appreciate the time to speak to her. Yes.
Yep. I will make a motion to carry over the discussion and possible action regarding the hiring of a new fee accountant to next month's meeting.
Okay. I second the motion.
Loretta, thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion carries. So we won't do anything with Dawn right now, except I will let her know that Khaled needs to, he needs to take a look at the escrow accounts and make sure that they're correct, so that we can move them over to HUD and to Mr. D'Amelio's program and not have any issues. We'd like this to be, as Maria said, as seamless and smooth as possible, because we're very grateful that they're doing this for us. Khaled, under subsidized housing coordinator's report, is there anything that you want to talk about? I mean, there's kind of good news, because we had 10 vacant apartments, and how many were worked on and prepared?
So we have 3 complete units at this time. Diane and I are going to sometime within the next week or so go and try to get the special accommodations unit filled. It's 101A. It's absolutely beautiful. So we have 3 done and 2 that are currently under construction. I did come up with a scope of work plan earlier today, just so I can have a little more hands-on activity with the turnovers, because some of them have been sitting vacant for a while, and that's literally us moving money. So we got to get those filled as soon as possible. So I will be on site next week with the scope of work plan, but we have 3 units ready to go.
Yeah.
Once these apartments are turned over, we really need to take a look at where we are on with the wait list, how many people are left. Because at the moment, if you recall, we closed, and I can't remember what month, but we closed
the list, yeah,
the wait list. And at some point, it will probably behoove us to open it again.
Absolutely. And Diana just completed the purge this week as well for our wait list, for our continued interest. So we probably do have the space to get that open soon.
Okay, good. So maybe we can put that on the agenda for next month.
Absolutely.
All right. So I'm going to add that. And that will be under new business, open wait list. Anything else that you want to tell us, Colin, under your time?
No, we went through the high group stuff, so that was good. I wanted to, and I showed you all the other concerns, which were easy. Some of them is just pruning back the bushes and everything. Oh, and speaking of the bushes, eventually I would like to also put the landscaping out to bid, if that's okay, because I think we're getting a little overcharged. I'll say it like that.
Well, I have to say, we're at the end of our time. When the last time Ms. Harris did it, we still had time on the contract,
mm-hmm.
and the people who are doing it currently had strong objections. So we pulled that posting back. It
okay.
needs to be reposted.
We're
going to need it for the winter. The winter is expired, and we'll need it to start for next summer. So we should be putting that out and for RFP to see if anybody's interested. I know the last time, I think there was one person who bid one job separately.
Okay.
One person was interested in doing, I think, the summer work, but not the winter work. These folks were the only ones who were interested in doing both.
Got it.
And that was what appealed to us. But I think we found them to be expensive, so we're going to hope that. Yes. We're going to hope that we find someone who's, you know, maybe a little bit more reasonably priced.
Perfect.
So we'll put that on the agenda for next month as well.
Sounds good.
All right. Anybody, anything else they want to talk about?
No, it sounds good. The FSS issues seem to be going in the right direction. And, you know, we're kind of playing catch up and paying people. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's going.
Yes, we're moving forward a little at a time, but it's getting done. And
yes,
I think we're feeling good about what we're doing.
Yep.
That's important, too.
Yep.
So, all right. Bob, thanks. Everybody, thank you for participating.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It is 4:02, and I'll take a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion. Go ahead, Loretta.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I make a motion that we adjourn.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion on the motion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, 4:02. We are adjourned. Thank you again, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great evening, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye, Colin.
Bye-bye. Bye, Connor.
So what is it? Oh, that's it.